Okay, this is the Venturi family's hopes and fears of the school year during the COVID-19 pandemic. School starts tomorrow. Starting with Kateri, who is the baby. So tell us who you are.
Yeah. I'm Kateri Venturi, and I am 9 years old.
And what are your hopes? What are you hoping for school?
I hope I don't get sick or other people don't. And don't laugh.
That's the only thing you're hoping for? What are your fears? Yeah, what are you scared of? Are you scared of anything?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm scared to die.
You're scared to die. Okay.
I'm
gonna
face.
Excuse me.
Okay, Paola. Who are you and how old are you?
My name is Mayor Paola Venturi. I am 11 years old. And what I'm hoping for is that school goes well and the coronavirus will soon stop and no one will have to wear masks. And what my fears are, dying without Odin.
Who is Odin?
Oh my cat.
Your cat, I know.
He's a snailfish.
No, oh, yeah.
He's a snailfish.
That's a slug.
He's a slug. Okay, so are you scared of anything else?
I'm scared of him getting put down, because that's my happiness.
Okay, Nico.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us who you are and how old you are.
Hi, my name is Nicodemus Vanessa Venturi, and I'm 13 years old.
What are your hopes?
My hopes are, that the wrestling season goes well, and that mom gets paid well in her job. And that Papa and Grandma are safe during the pandemic.
What are your fears?
I don't know. Papa and Grandma may be getting sick. Because they're old people.
I know they're not.
Those are yours, the only things you're scared of right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, I'm Bernadette Venturi. I'm 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't drink it, sorry.
My hopes are that school ends because I don't like school.
What?
Yeah.
So you should live in a van down by the river.
Hopefully, but...
What's your fears?
What are you scared of then? What are you scared of?
Nothing.
Yes, you are.
You're scared of something in your heart.
I'm like, I don't like that we're having lunch because we're all going to be crowded by each other.
No, I don't think you are. I think they're like planning to have you guys separated in different parts. In fact, I think some lunch is going to be outside, and some's going to be in the classroom, and some's going to be in the lunchroom, and they're all going to split that up.
Excuse me.
But what if we're not? What if we don't have friends in our same lunch?
Then say
I'll eat in the bathroom alone.
Then you can eat the bathroom.
Then that would be
You can eat by the dress.
Well, that would be something that would be, you know, to be you're scared of is you're not gonna be able to see your friends. Okay?
Sucks.
The people you want to see. All right.
Actually, you do. I am the other twin.
Named Antonia. My hopes. I'm 15. My hopes are for the end of the world to come so we can meet Jesus.
Stop.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like how she says that. That makes me scared.
The end of the universe will come by a black hole.
You're going to meet Jesus. You wouldn't be scared.
Answer the questions.
You have to be scared.
My fears? I don't know. Bugs.
Well, are you scared of anything that could happen this year? What would be like the worst thing you could think of that could happen this year? What would actually scare you?
Having no friends in my class.
That's me in my homeroom.
Having Elon Musk dying.
Goodbye.
Okay, well, my hopes.
What's your name?
This is Pam Venturi, and I'm the mom.
What's your age?
Yeah. What's your age?
I don't need to tell you my age.
Day over 80.
Oh, Nika. Okay, so here's my hopes. I hope that we all have a positive attitude during this school year. Just because it doesn't look like what we want to see it look like, or that what it doesn't look like what we're normally used to, doesn't mean that you're not going to learn or that you're not going to be productive people. So my hopes are that you guys stay positive and remain good citizens in your classrooms, to your teachers, and to your parents, and to society. Because this isn't going to change.
I guess it will.
It'll change, but it's not going to, we can't just take it away and say it's gone. It's very, yeah, right? So those are my hopes. My hopes are that you guys are going to do a really good job this year in school and be really good friends to your friends and to your teachers. And my fears are that Papa gets sick. I'm scared that my dad will get sick because we all love Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Papa and Grandma are our favorite people.
They can go to heaven.
Yeah, and then I'm also scared that Paula could get sick.
Yeah, but she'll go to heaven too because because you're young.
Because she has lupus, and we need to be very careful. I don't want to have to. To have something like that happen would be really sad. I don't want to have to do that with our family right now.
Yeah,
we've kind of had a rough year the way it is, right?
Yeah, because coffins are expensive.
And whatever.
You're gonna bury me next to Ophelia.
We'll just
eat a rock, and that'll be your
We'll just bury you in the pet cemetery where you're gonna have all kinds of furry friends around.
I want to be buried in a box.
Okay. So does anybody else have anything else to say about
this school year?
Whether your hopes or fears.
Don't be quiet. We didn't ask.
Your hopes or your fears or. Any wishes for your teachers?
I wish my teacher a good night.
That the school year is decent.
I like a pet fish.
One,
hoping.
Because I'm allergic to everything else.
All right. Any other concerns? Anything else?
Or about Uncle Joe to not die because he's the best.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best uncle, isn't he?
My teacher's going to be very good.
Your teacher's going to be awesome. I know.
I hope I get better.
Who is she?
Yeah.
You have Mrs.
Okay.
Good teacher.
Thank you, guys. Say thank you.
I'm good.
Thank you. Have a happy school year.
Thank you.
Say have a good school year.
Have a good school year.
Toodaloo.